This £6 million centre, set in 9 acres of woodland near the Malta Barracks and a stone skim from the Basingstoke Canal, has been a decade in the development and aims to help teach life and educational skills to children and adults from Hampshire and beyond by providing them with more than a dozen different kinds of activities. I'd better give some of them a go. So I'm now at the top of the 13-metre high climbing wall and I can look right across the whole site. And now what you can do is you can abseil down. And now beside a scaffolding of trees, looking up 10 metres, there's 12 kinds of teamwork exercises in amongst these tree branches, climbing and balancing and swinging and jumping, all with safety harnesses, of course. And then the other side of me, a similar network of ropes and pulleys and other things you can get involved with at a much lower level, all teamwork building exercises. And if it's pouring with rain outside, you can come in here to the activity centre and there's indoor archery, there's a climbing wall, and also behind here you'll find the air rifles that you can shoot as well. And now I'm underground, among 53-metre-long network of tunnels, which are partly wheelchair-accessible as well. All sorts of dead ends and stalactites and stalagmites and bigger chambers for group activities. Was that the door? Hello? And at the end of a hard day, exploring and shooting and jumping, climbing, balancing and learning, you can collapse here in one of the residential centre's bedrooms, which has 48 beds. Or it's into your sleeping bag, under canvas, on the campsite, which can take 250 people. Good night. Now with me is Andrew Friedemann, who's the centre manager here. You must be beside yourself.
Well, it's just providing opportunities in the north of Hampshire for groups to come and take part in adventurous activities and to learn. It's for all organised groups, so school groups, community groups.
And what can young people get out of it?
They're going to learn more about themselves. They're going to learn to overcome adversity. They're going to learn to work as a team.
And this is for all kinds of people, some of them less able-bodied.
We have specifically set up all the activities to be able to accommodate people with disabilities.
Andrew, thanks for that. So this whole area has been developed by Rushmore Borough Council and Blackwater Valley District Scouts and also Hampshire County Council. From there, here's Stuart Nundy, he's head of outdoor education. This must have cost a bit to put together, Stuart.
About £6.2 million, but in fact the vast majority of that £6 million came from a grant from central government. And I guess it comes down to investment in the future for young people, and that's what we're certainly about, and the Outdoor Education Service in Hampshire is really pleased to have been able to make use of that funding.
So how will we see the benefit literally on the street or on the street corner, if you like?
This will provide an environment in which young people, both individually and in organised groups, can find their way off of the street. We've been working very, very close with Rushmore Borough Council, who have specific priorities around young people, around some of their communities, the Nepalese community and other BME communities within the area. This specific facility will target all of those groups, and over time those youngsters will have somewhere they can go to, get engaged in, with the sort of outcomes which mean that they see a future for themselves. They learn about themselves, they learn about working together, and they have a real opportunity to take part in activities which will lead them on to the sort of future that all of us would hope they would want.
Stuart, thanks very much indeed. This is Peter Stewart for BBC Surrey at Runways End Outdoor Activity Centre near Aldershot.